Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Next week, there's a total solar eclipse that will be visible across the United States. We'll talk to a NASA scientist about what it means and how it affects people and what we can learn about the sun.
Because it's been 100 years since the majority of the country could have seen it, it's something that most people living today haven't been able to experience.
The solar eclipse on this week's American Cafe. Next Monday, there will be a total eclipse of the sun here in the United States. It will be visible in a band that crosses from Oregon to South Carolina. In ancient times, people thought such events in the skies were the portents of bad things to come. But is that really what's going on? We're joined in the studio by Mamta Patel Nagaraja. She is a scientist from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration here in Washington, and we're going to be talking all things eclipse. Mamta, welcome.
Thank you for having me, David.
First of all, let's just define it. I know most people probably in our modern age know what happens when an eclipse occurs, but for some who might have some questions, what exactly is going on when the sun goes dark?
Absolutely. So what you have three celestial bodies in play here: the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun. The Moon goes around our Earth, and the Earth goes around our Sun. And so when the Moon is going around the Earth, the planes of each of these bodies line up perfectly so that the Moon actually eclipses the Sun or comes in front and covers the Sun. In the path where we call the path of totality, where there is a total solar eclipse, is where people will actually see the entire Moon cover the entire Sun.
And one of these hasn't happened in North America in something like almost 100 years. Is that right?
That's right. So we did have, this is the first time that we will have a total solar eclipse from coast to coast in our own country. We did have an eclipse up in the northwestern United States visible in 1979, but not since 1918 has it been this visible to so much of our country.
Now, this is the shadow of the moon or the moon itself that's going between the Earth and the sun, or is there a difference?
So the moon is actually what's going to be covering the sun, and it casts a shadow onto the Earth.
And that's called the umbra, right?
Correct. So there's two parts of the shadow. The umbra is the small path where we call what we call the path of totality, where there's a total solar eclipse. And then the larger penumbra is the rest of this shadow where you see a partial eclipse.
Now, as I mentioned in the introduction to this show, in the past, folks have thought that this was, you know, portends of bad things. Ill will was coming because the sun had been darkened.
Right.
What effect does seeing this total eclipse have on people? It seems to have some kind of psychological effect on folks.
Yeah, and I think it's because it's nature's phenomena. There's nothing we can do to stop it. We don't make them happen. They're going to happen regardless of whether we're outside watching them or not watching them. So I think it has to do something with how nature reacts. We know when darkness happens during the daytime, animals respond, bugs respond, crickets start chirping because they think it's nighttime. Day turns into night during this incredible display of nature.
And this display is only going to last in what you've referred to as the zone of totality. I think the longest is like 2 minutes and 41 seconds.
That's correct.
Somewhere in Illinois or
Carbondale,
Kentucky.
Carbondale, Illinois. Yep.
And that yet at that same time, you will be able to see constellations and planets, and it will look like nighttime.
That's exactly right. It's something that most of our country, because it's been 100 years since the majority of the country could have seen it, it's something that most people living today haven't been able to experience.
Do you think that this event is going to inspire people to learn more about our universe?
I certainly think so. And that's one of our biggest hopes, is that we can bring the love and the inspiration of science to people, especially our younger generation, because it doesn't happen that often, these eclipses, and this gives us an opportunity to inform and to inspire students on what is the eclipse, why is it happening, learn more about astrophysics and astronomy and some of these other embedded sciences in an eclipse.
Let's talk about some practicalities. You've brought with you some of NASA's eclipse glasses. People should not look at this eclipse without some kind of protection, either glasses like the paper ones that you have, or welder's glass,
correct,
or special filters. Now, what exactly happens when people look at this eclipse?
Sure. And so, yes, I'm glad you brought up the safety, because that is, I think, paramount as people figure out how they can experience this phenomena of nature. So first, I'll lead off. For anyone who's looking to learn more about how to safely view the eclipse, you can go to eclipse2017.nasa.gov/safety. And we talk about the various glasses on the market, as well as other ways to view the eclipse, like pinhole projectors. One note, on the market, there are unsafe glasses, and I'm showing David one right now. And then there are the safe ones.
Right.
And when you're just looking at them, it's really difficult to know which one is safe and which one isn't. If you were to take this unsafe one out to the sun and actually put them on and look at the sun, it hurts. It actually hurts your eyes. We tried it. And if you were to take the appropriate one, it doesn't hurt. You can look at the sun very safely. It looks almost like an orangish hue rather than the yellowish that we see with our own eyes. So we need to look at this eclipse safely, either with these types of glasses, which you can find online. And if you go to that Eclipse 2017 page, you can learn which manufacturers are safely making them. And then there's also indirect methods. So I have a 3-year-old son, and one of my favorite things is a scientist told me you can actually get Ritz crackers, and they already have pinholes in them because
right.
of the holes. So you hold the Ritz cracker or whatever you put the hole in over the sidewalk, let the sunlight come in, and you can practice even with the light on your camera. Let the sunlight come in, and then the kids can look at the sidewalk and actually see the shadow of the eclipse happening on the sidewalk.
That is so cool.
I think it's such a cool thing. And how you can engage kids as young as 3 with something like a Ritz cracker.
Now, there are going to be some very serious astronomers right. watching this. What can we learn about the sun through this eclipse? What will it tell us?
Yes. So a total solar eclipse is the only time that we can accurately and best study what's called the corona, and that's the sun's atmosphere. So when the moon completely blocks out the sun, it allows for the corona to actually be visible, which is much, much dimmer than the sun itself. So normally it's washed out. We cannot see it on a normal day. But when there's a total solar eclipse, the corona is visible. And so scientists are very excited about this ability and this time to be able to study the corona. And we can learn, so for example, when we're studying the corona, we learn more about coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, as people may have heard of them. And CMEs can disturb power grids, they can disturb our GPS units, things that affect us personally.
Yeah, think what people commonly call a solar flare.
Right, or solar flares. And CMEs are slightly different than solar flares, but they're both these gigantic explosions of the sun caused by the sun's own magnetic field contorting. And so when we're able to study the corona, we learn more about these solar flares and CMEs and how they can affect us. And we can do things like warn power providers, and they can reroute the power grids when something like this is happening.
Well, Mamta, thank you so much for being with us. If you would like to learn more about the eclipse, give us that web address again.
Absolutely. It's eclipse2017.nasa.gov.
The eclipse here in the United States is Monday, the 21st of August. Mamta, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us, and I hope everyone views and experiences the eclipse.
Thanks for being with us. If you have any questions or comments, you can leave them on our Facebook page. You can also find other editions of this program on our website, voanews.com. For all the folks here at VOA in Washington, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.